I'm going to give you now a series of exercises or ways in which you can actually practice, ways in which you can actually affect others, ways in which you can increase your influence ability. One way to enhance your influence is through the use of color. Anytime you want to engage in a Huna prayer, one thing you can do to make it stronger is use the symbolism of color. And it's not only symbolic, because actually each and every color vibrates at a different frequency of light. So let's say you want to send an emotion to someone, and you generate that emotion through your emotional body, and you bring that energy up to your higher self as part of a Huna prayer, for example. Or you bring it up to your psychic self so that you can transmit it to someone else. One thing you can do to enhance this experience is give that emotion a color. Just figure out which color. Say you want to install passion in them. Well, for most people, passion is either purple or red. Whatever works for you, whatever you want works for them too. So you can choose whatever works for you will work for them. You take that color, you make that color, imagine that color vibrating vividly at the same frequency as your emotional body. And then go ahead and take that color and shoot it up either to your psychic self, if you're going the psychic way, or shoot it up to your higher self so that your higher self knows what to do with it. Your higher self can actually transmit that color to that other person also once you do the Huna prayer. Either way, it will work. Now, as a point of safety with all these practices, anytime you're done with any of these practices, I want you to scan your body from your head down all the way down to the bottom of your feet. And if you find energy stuck anywhere in there, I want you to bring it down all the way down to below your feet. Below your feet into your unconscious, because your unconscious mind will know what to do with it. Especially if you have energy stuck in your head, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing unless you really know what you're doing with it. So anytime you feel any energy stuck in your head after any of these practices, just bring it down into the body and from the body down to the bottom of the feet and just imagine that point a few feet below your feet into the ground and just let that energy sink down. You don't need to push it down, just let it sink like something heavy sinking in water. Let it sink all the way down and just be patient and wait. Relax completely and just wait until you feel that energy sinking to that point below your feet. If you want to help yourself do this, you can also imagine it sinking down, but don't forget to feel it also, because you don't want to be delusional about it and just imagine it moving when it's really not. Imagination is a way of helping it move, but it's not proof that it's moving. Only feeling it will prove to you that it's actually moving. So make sure you feel it go down to below your feet and imagine it going down to below your feet just to help you feel it. If you do this, you cannot go wrong. And in fact, anytime anyone does something to you psychically, this is a way of clearing yourself out. You can just imagine yourself, imagine a cleansing energy. Use the color white, because that's a common one for your unconscious to understand. Imagine a cleansing white light going down from above your head, coming down all the way down through your body, cleaning any spot that doesn't feel clean within your body and your energetics, all the way down to below your feet, and make sure you feel that energy going down. Because the downward going energy is a cleansing energy. It's your cleansing system. It's your body and your mind's energetic cleansing system that goes one way from above down to below your feet. And it then goes up all the way up to your higher self and down again. But the general direction is downward movement. Downward movement, and then it goes up and comes down again. If you find that energy gets stuck at any point when you do this, just allow yourself to relax that point until the energy begins to flow again. Take 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, however long it takes really, and let it relax completely. And once you feel it relax, then let it sink down all the way down to below your feet and go again, scanning your body from the top of your head all the way down to below your feet. And you should be able to do this, or keep on doing this, until you get a one run through from the top of your head to below your feet that feels actually clear, completely cleared from above all the way down to below. Go ahead and practice now for a little bit taking that white energy down from the top of your head all the way down to below your feet. And think about, just notice what it feels like. Write it down, what white energy feels like to you. For most people, it feels cleansing. Now do the same thing using the color blue. And notice how the color blue, as it colors the energy, how that energy feels going through you. For a lot of people, it has a calming effect. It promotes relaxation, maybe sleep. It's a good way to fall asleep at night. Just bring that blue energy all the way down to the bottom of your feet. It may also promote a sense of coolness. It can actually cool down your body. Like if you're feeling really warm, sit down and let that cool blue energy go down through your body to below your feet. You can use this blue energy also for pain control. If you have a sore muscle or any body area of your body that hurts, notice what it's like as this blue energy goes down through that part of your body, taking away the pain, bringing it down all the way down to below your feet. Now I want you to take 5 minutes and do the same thing with green, the color green and green energy. And once you're done, write down how it felt and what it did for you. And then do it again with the color red. And I'm going to let you decide for yourself what green and red feel like. White and blue color for the energy is always safe to use. With green and red, I'm going to let you determine yourself by doing it a few times. If it feels all right for you or not, or how does it feel? Because each person's different when it comes to these two colors. Now, the color orange, I want you to go ahead and do the exercise once with the color orange. Because the color orange can be misused, and I'll explain why. The color orange is very powerful. And there's certain areas where you don't want to put too much of it. And always remember, when you use the color orange, it's safest, unless you really know what you're doing and you have practiced for a while so you know how you react to it. It is always safest to use it mixed up with the color white so that it becomes a kind of whitish pale orange when you use it in your body. And until you become really familiar with the use of the color orange, do not use it through your eyes, your heart, your brain, any of the organs, really. You can use it in your arms, you can use it in your legs, you can use it in the surface areas of your body, surface areas of your mind, but do not use it in any of your internal organs. For your internal organs, as well as for your bones, you can use the color yellow. Yellow is also very good for anything that has to do with your nerves. So if you're feeling nervous, if you're feeling agitated, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling afraid, the color yellow will definitely help stabilize your nerves and take you out of that state. Yellow is very good for cleansing, and once you're done with the yellow, just do a blue and a white through to make sure you really cleanse any energy that's stuck in there. Then go ahead and try purple, try violet, try gold. In fact, go buy a set of crayons and look at every single one of those colors. One of those crayon sets that have like 100 and something different colors. And go one by one trying each color. And be careful with it, because you don't know what each and every color is going to do to your body and your mind. So try it by using a very light tint of each one of those mixed with a lot of white. So that as it goes through your body, you can really pay attention to what it's doing and whether it's something you want or not. And the feelings you get are the feelings you can transmit to other people when you can actually project energy using these colors onto other people. So make sure you take notes on each and every one of these colors. And don't use any of them except maybe blue and white and yellow. Don't use any other colors more than once unless you've actually felt what it does to you and you've actually written it down. If you're ever in doubt as to which color to use for anything, ask your higher self and you'll get an answer. So connect your conscious mind to your unconscious mind, ask your higher self, and then just wait. Your higher self will give an answer to your unconscious and you'll have an unconscious answer immediately. Whatever answer your higher self gives you, it's a correct answer. And this is the great thing about Huna. Anything you don't really know how to do, you can always ask your higher self and you're going to get the right answer. Now, this white energy, this white light, you can use this not only to cleanse yourself from stuff that's within you, you can use it to prevent things from getting into you. Say you're around people who are really negative, or they're like what we usually, you know, are called psychic vampires. You just feel down every time you're with them. It's an emotional drain. They're negative people. Whatever it may be, here's what you do. You take that white energy, and as you let it run through your body, see, the white energy is okay not only to let it cleanse you by going from the top of your head all the way down to below your feet, but you can also let that energy stay within your body for longer periods of time. See, some of the other colors, I would not recommend you doing that. Just let the color run through and go all the way out and clean you that way, but do not keep the color inside. And by the way, every time you put energy into your body, the deeper it goes into your body, it also spreads from there to all the different levels of your unconscious mind. Like it goes into your emotional body, it goes into your mental body, it goes into your psychic body. So it works both ways. By putting it deep inside your physical body, you're also spreading it into your other bodies. That's why I'm emphasizing putting the energy and letting it flow through your body, because by doing that, it's also going to go through all the other bodies, because all the bodies are connected, and actually they connect within your physical body. The deeper you go in, the deeper they connect. For example, if you go all the way into your bone marrow, which is pretty much as deep as you can go in your body, you're going to be going all the way out to your karmic self. So the energy is going to spread from deep inside. It's like a warp. There's like a wormhole inside your body. As it goes into your bone marrow, it kind of goes out into the rest of your body. So just focus on putting it deep inside your body, and the energy will take care of going to the other bodies as well. So the white energy you can keep inside your body. You can keep the yellow energy also, and sometimes the blue. But for the other colors, don't keep it inside until you really know what you're doing with them.